Dude, this new bacon, egg, and chicken biscuit from AMPM, total winner, winner, chicken breakfast.
Chicken breakfast? Come on, I think you mean chicken dinner, bro.
Nah, brother. Crispy bacon, fluffy eggs, juicy chicken, and a buttery biscuit? That's the perfect breakfast.
All right, let me try it. Okay, yeah. Totally winner, winner, chicken breakfast. I'm gonna have to keep this right here.
Hey. Make sure every breakfast is a winner with the delicious new bacon, egg, and chicken biscuit from AMPM. AMPM, too much good stuff.
Hey everybody, Dylan Brooks here, and welcome back to Calm and Confident. Today, we're diving into something super important. Finding peace in the present moment. You know that feeling when your mind's racing a mile a minute, thoughts bouncing around like popcorn in a hot pan? Yeah, we've all been there. Between deadlines, social media, in just the general chaos of life, it can feel impossible to truly chill out and be present. But trust me, this isn't some airy fairy concept. Finding peace in the now is actually a superpower. It's the key to unlocking calmness, clarity, and even happiness. Now, I know what you're thinking. Easy for you to say, Dylan. You seem so zen all the time. Let me tell you, I'm just as human as anyone else. Some days, I feel like a runaway train, but I've learned some tricks over the years to help me find my center. And today, I'm going to share those tricks with you. Ready to level up your life? First things first, embrace mindfulness. This isn't about becoming a meditation guru overnight. It's simply about paying attention to what's happening right here, right now, your breath, your surroundings, the feeling of your feet on the ground. Ever notice how easily we get lost in our heads? We dwell on the past or worry about the future. Mindfulness helps us anchor ourselves to the present moment and break free from that mental hamster wheel. Next up, challenge your thoughts. Our brains are amazing, but they can also be a bit of a roller coaster, right? We often have these automatic negative thoughts that pop into our heads, I'm not good enough, this is going to fail. Instead of letting those thoughts run wild, learn to challenge them. Ask yourself, is this thought really true? What evidence do I have to support it? Often, when we examine our thoughts, we realize they're just unhelpful chatter and not based in reality. Speaking of reality, don't compare yourself to others. This is a big one. Social media can make it feel like everyone else has their life perfectly figured out. But trust me, that's rarely the case. Everyone struggles. Everyone has insecurities. Comparing yourself to others only leads to unhappiness and self-doubt. Focus on your own journey, celebrate your own wins, and remember that you're doing amazing just by being you. Now for a little dose of practical wisdom. Take breaks. Ever notice how burnt out you feel when you try to push through without taking any time for yourself? It's essential to step away from the hustle, recharge, and reconnect with what brings you joy. Whether it's going for a walk in nature, reading a good book, or simply spending time with loved ones, make sure you schedule in some me time every day. Finally, remember that it's okay to not be okay. Life is full of ups and downs, and it's perfectly normal to feel stressed, anxious, or overwhelmed at times. Don't try to bottle up your emotions, talk to someone you trust, journal, or engage in activities that help you process your feelings. And when things get tough, remind yourself that this too shall pass. Let me tell you about a time when I really put these principles into practice. Remember that big presentation I was telling you about last week? The one where I felt like my heart was about to explode out of my chest. In the midst of all that pre-presentation jitters, I took a few deep breaths, focused on the feeling of my feet on the ground, and reminded myself that I had prepared well and was capable of delivering. I visualized myself succeeding, and you know what? It works. I nailed the presentation. And guess what? Even though it wasn't exactly a walk in the park, afterwards I felt calm, confident, and proud of myself. So, my friends, remember this. Finding peace in the present moment isn't about achieving some state of perfect zen. It's about cultivating awareness, practicing self-compassion, and embracing the journey every up and down, every challenge and triumph. It's a continuous process, but trust me, it's worth it. What stood out to you today? Which tip are you going to implement first? Share your thoughts with me on social media. And remember, stay calm, stay confident, and keep rocking your world. Until next time.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.